that's why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Hey there, Mr. Blue, it's a place to be with you. Look around, see what you do. Everybody smiles at you. Hey there, Mr. Blue, it's a place to be with you. Look around, see what you do.
Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution, it sounds like a whisper. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know, you better run, run, run. Talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, while they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment. talking about a revolution. Oh, oh, no. Talking about a revolution.
Okay, welcome everyone. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is DJ Anna, and DJ Marissa is right here as well. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. So we're sorry if you were just calling in. Our friends and followers might know, we're doing a ticket giveaway today, and we're already getting some callers for it. We were gonna only give away once we had announced it. But anyway, let's try that again. Is this Marissa? Are you calling? No? Okay. So anyway, we're gonna go into our next song, which is just playing on the record player right now. So we're gonna go into the second track on Tracy Chapman a little late. Okay. Thanks everyone. Stick in.
You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. When we were driving in your car, speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us, and your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. You stay out drinking late at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us. Your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Okay, I hope you've been enjoying the Tracy Chapman. And just wanted to say to all of our dedicated fans out there, thank you for being interested and calling in and engaging with us today. I really thought I knew how to answer the phones in studio, and we are struggling, so please don't call for the next 10 minutes while we figure it out, and then we will be able to answer your calls. The one call we were able to answer, however, claimed the phosphorescent tickets, so yeah, we're excited about that, and we will figure out how to answer the phones, and if you're interested in the other ticket, we have available Cloud Nothings. That's two tickets to Cloud Nothings on December 8th.
So we're continuing to listen to the Tracy Chapman, but now we're going to go into, I figured, Marissa, that we haven't talked about this yet, but it was assumed we were going to listen to some of Yellow Submarine.
Great. Put something fun on.
Okay. So that's what we're going to listen to now.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you?
Thank you. streets, it's up to my ankles. Feet clatter in the streets, it's up to my knees. Feet clatter in the streets, the town of Chicago. Feet clatter on the rise, it's following me. Get about to break again. She came in and she drove away. Sunlight in her hair. She clatter in the streets on the river of sadness.
That was a Beatles song. I'll leave the... No, just kidding. That was a Doors song. I'll leave the next one playing in the background. That was one of my favorite Doors songs called Peace Frog. And before that, you heard Hey Bulldog and Nowhere Man from the Beatles. So, an excited update for our listeners is that we did indeed figure out how to answer the phones. It's something that I have known how to do before and then was stressed in the moment of trying to manage. So in the next 8 minutes from now until 11:30 a.m., please call in to... The first caller will receive two tickets to Cloud Nothings at the Sinclair.
I believe at the Sinclair. And just to remind our listeners, that number is 781-350-3264. So in the next 8 minutes, call in. It's two free tickets. And we will indeed answer the phones.
And the date of that performance is December 8th.
Yes.
Exciting. Thank you to all. Am I getting the two concerts confused?
Here. I'm looking at my Instagram story to check. So it's Cloud Nothings on... Oh, Cloud Nothings on November 30th. That's the more...
The concert that is more quickly approaching
us. Thank you. It is Cloud Nothings on November 30th. And I don't know if we did announce that the Phosphorescent on December 8th has been taken by my classmate and friend Aiden Huntington. So cheers to them. Anyway, do you have anything else to say, Marissa? Or anything that you want to talk about before we go into our next...
No, let's go into it.
Okay, do you have something? No? All right. So this is a big change of pace. We're going to go into... We're gonna go into some holiday music. Some music I was listening to at a Friendsgiving last night. Okay, so everyone enjoy.
Okay. So that was just a little bit of music to get us all in the holiday mood. I was at a Friendsgiving last night that was really quite tender. And it was just like lots of friends. And we were listening to, or actually we didn't listen to it during the dinner, but then afterwards we watched a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, which is kind of a classic. And a piece of our culture during the holidays that I'm definitely susceptible to. So anyway, next I was going to play, so a camp friend of mine who I really have not talked to in years, but we were in the same tent at Wildwood Camp and when we were like 9, just released her first single on Spotify. And I'm so proud of her, and I really don't think she's listening. I think the only people, my friend from Scotland, Min, might be listening. So if you are, hi, Min. But anyway, Clara is not listening because we really haven't talked, but she just, like I just saw she posted. She just released this single on Spotify, and I'm just come a long way since Wildwood Camp. So I want to play that. Yeah, I don't think you're on. Yeah.
I have an important question.
Yeah.
Wildwood, New Jersey?
No, this is...
Oh, really? I didn't... I said that ironically. Wait, there's a different Wildwood?
Well, so this is... This camp is in Ringe, New Hampshire. It's owned by Mass Audubon, but it's just called Wildwood Camp.
Whoa. Yeah. That's crazy. Have you ever been to Wildwood, New Jersey?
I have not.
It's wild.
Is it in, Appalachian?
No, it's, like... a boardwalk beach town. And I have been to kind of camps. I've been camping at Wildwood in the sense that there are often these, sorry to hijack your story.
No.
There are these like mass camping event, like mass, I can't describe it very well. Like I had been for a Girl Scout camping trip, but it's like kind of yucky because there's just like all these people who set up these big tents on the beach, like on the beach, it's a big beach. And then they're just like really close together and then you all like go like pay and go to the boardwalk together, and I don't know, it's this whole thing. And there also were like always soccer camps and soccer tournaments that people would like all go to, and it's kind of, sorry Wildwood, New Jersey, kind of a trashy boardwalk, and
for sure
just kind of, I have weird memories of Wildwood, New Jersey, and it's the site of my high school's traditional senior week like rent houses after graduating high school.
How far a drive is that from your hometown?
An hour and a half or 2 hours. Okay. But it's just like is the site for all of these events that have like very weird memories, very weird, like just, so there are weird traditions and it's an interesting grouping of people, and that's, I really thought you meant Wildwood, New Jersey.
I did not, but thank you for sharing that. And I feel like a lot of people have weird memories of like going camping after graduating high school. Like I think there's, anyway.
Yeah, it's also not.
It's like an American.
That was also very different. That like, first of all, we weren't camping after high school. And second of all, like camping on this beach, it's like a boardwalk beach. Yeah. It's not at all. Yeah, so interesting.
Yeah, well. We're moving away. We're reclaiming Wildwood because this was Wildwood for me was a really nice place, and I really loved my whole tent that year. And funnily enough, look at that. Like I would say, over 80% of that tent is now queer. So anyway, I'm gonna play this for Clara. Congratulations, Clara! I'm so excited for you.
Is real or is it me that wants it so bad? just need your company. Oh, you know you got a lot to say. And you know you're always on my brain. I give you my body. Treat me like I'm somebody. Cause I don't want nobody. Nobody but you. And grab my body, pull me in. Give me all you got again. I'll be waiting for control. Show me where we about to go. And knowing I die as friends. And I'll say this till the end. I got you for the weekend. But I just can't pretend that we don't got chemistry. Tell me that this just ain't a game. Oh, you know you got a lot to say. And you know you're always on my brain. I give you my body. Treat me like I'm somebody. Cause I don't want nobody. Nobody but you. Nobody but you.
Okay, you're just hearing Dizzy from...
from Tommy Rowe.
And that was a call-in request from Kevin in Malden. And I would like to say, Kevin in Malden, thank you for calling in. And if I put on the wrong Dizzy and you were looking for Dizzy by a different artist, please do let me know and call back. Sorry about that if so. And what are you playing now, Anna?
I was playing some Sun Ra. I dare to knock
at the door.
He just seems like a good backup our chats. Sorry.
Great. So I hope everyone out there is having a good Monday morning. It is nearing about 20 minutes left in our show. And as a reminder, the Cloud Nothing tickets for November 30th are still available. There are 2 tickets available. If you would like to reserve those free tickets for yourself and a friend, please call in at 781-350-3264.
Yeah. Great. No, I'm excited. I think that I don't know anything about Cloud Nothings, but I just trust our Medford Reform community, and I think that if someone happened upon those tickets, I think they'd be a great concert.
Yeah, and there are 2 tickets available, and I think that could be a fun event with a friend, but something I've been really doing a lot of this year and last year is going to music events by myself. And honestly, I've had mixed experiences with that. I'm not going to say that it's always been positive. Some examples are last year I went to see Trombone Shorty by myself, and then just 2 days ago on Saturday evening, I went to the Sanders Theater at Harvard to see Bela Fleck performing with Zakir Hussain and Edgar Myers, and it was a wonderful concert. So they are very much a world music genre, banjo, stand-up bass, drums, and like hand drums. And that was a really enjoyable concert by myself. However, the concert last year I went to by myself felt like a weird energy. So, thoughts on that?
Yeah, I have never been to a concert by myself, and I do want to do that. Please do that, callers. Call in for just 1 ticket, but also for 2 tickets. And see how you feel about it. Or just go with a friend, and that'll be great as well. Do you have anything lined up for us?
Having just mentioned Bela Fleck, I would be really happy to play something by... by Bela Fleck. Would you mind pulling something out?
Because I feel like I have been to world genre music concerts / like listen to it. I'm actually thinking of this like random concert that I went to at MIT when I was in high school or middle school with my dad, that was similar kinds of sounds to that, and I really enjoyed it, and I'd like to hear more.
Great. So what I'm going to put on next is from the 1 recorded album of Bela Fleck, the 1 album that Bela Fleck recorded with the 2 other artists I saw Saturday night. So that's, again, Zakir Hussain and Edgar Myers. And this is from their album, The Melody of Rhythm.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. We're just going to listen to Chance the Rapper as we chat. So while Marissa's finding our official PSA of the day, I wanted to just kind of do an unofficial PSA about this lovely American holiday that we have coming up, Thanksgiving. And this is something that I also talked about at my Friendsgiving last night. And just thinking about and talking about a history that surrounds this holiday that, you know, when you go wherever you're going for Thanksgiving, people might not necessarily want to talk about, either because they, you know, aren't familiar with it or they just don't like dwelling in these histories. But that's exactly why it's so important to bring that up. So this Thanksgiving, you know, don't be afraid or shy away from talking about the violence and erasure that this holiday requires for the image that it presents today. And of course, you know, if you think that it's you're safe and able to engage others in conversation at the table about this, then please, I really encourage you to do so. But of course, if that's not an option for you for any reason, you know, just think about it, do some research, and you know, it's I just think it's important to celebrate things with knowledge of how they've been created. So anyway, Marissa, what's up with you over there?
I think I found a PSA.
Oh, great.
And thank you for sharing those thoughts about Thanksgiving. And yeah, I would like to honestly do my own homework and do my own reading about history of Thanksgiving and history of like first colonial Thanksgiving,
right?
And then have that historical conversation at my Thanksgiving table.
Yeah.
So there are a few PSAs in our magical PSA book about warning against drunk driving and just in general as like at any big holiday or family gathering. I think that's something to be cautious about. So this PSA is called Numbers to Think About, American Alcohol Consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Please be safe. I know that was a little bit of a disconnect. I was talking about drunk driving, and then this is more about alcoholism.
No, yeah, I was just confused. Did you say that the average American has 10 drinks a day?
So 10% of the adult population in the United States consumes about 3/4 of the alcohol consumed, and that 10% might be having an average of 10 drinks a day.
Yeah. So, okay, thank you. Yes.
Being mindful of ourselves and our families and looking out for each other.
Yeah, thank you. Great. Well, I think in our last 10 minutes here, and okay, reminder that this is your last 10 minutes to call in and get those tickets for Cloud Nothings on November 30th. So anyway, in our last 10 minutes, we are going to play another Doors vinyl. Is that correct, Marissa?
That is correct, Jenna.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put that on now and just call in. First of all, if you just wanted to chat, but also if you want those free tickets. Okay. Well, please enjoy. Like a child, she is pure, she is not to blame.
Blind to every eye she
This is DJ Marissa, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you're enjoying. I hope you have a wonderful Monday ahead of you. And if you are traveling for Thanksgiving, I hope you enjoy that as well. So we're going to end with a little flashback to a cross-country team road trip I did my freshman year in memory of that, and the fact that the cross country team just did that again very recently for nationals again, which were this past weekend. And this song is by Ween.